guys, how are you? Well, welcome back to the show, and it's me, Vrishali, talking from a small town in India. Okay, so we have began with Ganesh Chaturthi. Basically, a festival hai. This is a festival where we are praying to Lord Ganesha for whole 10 days, okay? People dance, cheer up, there are lots of events organized, we pray to Lord Ganesha, we chant different sort of prayers, shlokas, and many a times I chant Lord Ganesha Atharva Shirsha for like more than 108 times because I like it, you know. This time the main thing I have to tell you all about is I made Shadumati Ganpati, which is the sand, which is eco-friendly. The clay is very eco-friendly. It is okay to make sculptures with that clay because if people start and keep on making murtis, the sculptures with cements or what they are called. I forgot the name. cement. Then that will be very bad for Mother Earth, and so we just letting out my creativity out. I made the murti, I made the maker, and it was a very nice experience. I have learned making Ganpati sculptures when I was like 14-15, but I never made it. But this year I made sure that I bring that clay up and I make and color it up and create my own sculpture of Lord Ganesha. So it has been a very nice moment, a very nice experience. And if you want to catch up more, you shall watch my stories on the social media, which is Instagram at APRIL_AUTUMN12. Or you can also ping me on VRUSHALIKHADLKR. Okay. We'll be getting talking soon on various things which has been happening, and we have been taking all the repercussions of all the hazards, natural disasters happening in India. So stay tuned for more. First, I will be covering the floods happening in lots of states in India, including of few towns of Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal Gujarat, Karnataka and Kerala, and few regions of eastern line of Assam. It's been an year now since Kerala witnessed the severe flood situation, but torrential rains just keep coming, and the government have run various relief operations and are evacuating lots of people, but the repercussions, the after effects have been faced. Landslides are being creating havoc, and the transport is very difficult because the trees have been fallen down, and this is happening. But the National Disaster Response Force, which is amongst the largest in the world, also known as NDRF, has been doing their best job. But if you want to help, you can donate some amount for the help. Military has been sending food packets across, and still struggle is going on. 315 relief camps have been set up so far, and ministries have asked to get everybody out of there. And now the flood have been calmed down, but you know, after effects are still there. So that's the thing which is going on. And we will be talking about the movie called as Mission Mangal, which was released I guess on 15th August last month, and the movie came out nice. Akshay Kumar is the hero of the movie, and I feel that whatever movie is related with social cause or India, he gets the role. he got a role as the coach for the movie PV Sindhu as well. But I don't mind, his acting skills are amazing. But really, I miss him in comedy movies, rom-com movies, you know. He's made for like making us laugh, being a little bit hilarious. If you have watched his movies like Bhagam Bhag or Fir Hera Feri, you know what I'm saying. So War is also getting released, but prior I'll be giving my review on the movie Mission Mangal. Well, it is a star cast of the amazing actresses like Vidya Balan, Tapsee, Kirti Kulhari, and Sonakshi Sinha, and one more, I guess she is from South Indian actress, I just don't remember her name. So she is one of those, and all the stories are revolving around how a woman manages to conquer her career, achieve things over there, and also keep everybody happy in the house, from children to parents to husband, everybody. So Vidya Balan is just a scientist, as well as she ends up doing each and everything in the house, making khana peena, everything, and her acting is amazing. So this Mangalyaan launches, everybody gets happy, but before the mission gets aborted, lots of time because of rain, and there are lots of scenes which inspires you to do more, and I definitely recommend you to watch it. I gave it 5 stars, and I'll be reviewing more nicely on Instagram very soon, but this is something like you need to watch it, okay? Theek hai na? War is also getting released, where Tiger Shroff and Hrithik Roshan is together. मैंने बहुत बार सुना है कि टाइगर श्रॉफ को ऋतिक रोशन के साथ काम करना है, बिकॉज टाइगर श्रॉफ के लिए ऋतिक रोशन इज इंस्पिरेशन, बट आई डोंट वॉन्ट ज़्यादा कूदा कूदी लाइक वॉट द ट्रेडमार्क टाइगर श्रॉफ ओन्स ऑलरेडी. आई वॉन्ट समथिंग मोर फ्रॉम दैट मूवी, यू नो. दैट शुड बी अ मिक्सचर ऑफ बैंग बैंग प्लस इट शुड बी द मिक्सचर ऑफ धूम टू, then it's going to be fun, you know. I love Hrithik Roshan since his first movie O Kahona Pyar Hai. I am in love with him, but you know, now I'll just take the leave. Maine bahut sunani hai aapko. I talk about Kerala, I talk about Ganpati festival, I talk about the movie called as War. Stay in tune and stay in touch and blah blah blah, you know the drill. Subscribe, share with your friends, and keep on following Vrishalia on Over the Board, wherever you're listening to me on. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. Stay in tune for a lot more gossip coming up. Signing off, this is Vrishalia.